News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you weren't awake yet, you are now. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And why am I playing Come On, Feel the Noise with Quiet Riot on a news station? Because we have Penn Arts in the house this morning talking about their show opening this weekend. I'm super psyched. It's called Airness. It's all about air guitar and this. I'm going to let them tell you. So in the house today, I have with me Andy Waltrip, one of the actors in the show.
Yes,
hi,
ma'am.
Andy.
Hi, Meg.
And Harper Garcia with Penn Arts Managing Director and also production director on the show.
Yes.
Typical theater, multi-hats.
Oh, yes.
And she's not on the mic today, but she is here. And I just want to acknowledge her because she's the founder and artistic director. Christine Kellogg is also here with us. Hats off to you, Christine. She founded this theater, and I've had the privilege of seeing lots of shows there. Excellent work. Always interesting, always new and vibrant. So absolutely. If you don't have tickets for this, let's hear about the show. Tell me all about it. I'm going to turn it over to you guys.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Well, hi, everybody. Good morning. My name's Andy, and we are in the show. What we're promoting right now is Airness. Airness is a show by Miss Markintel. Who is the playwright, and this is a new show being brought to Pensacola. It's not been produced very many times.
See,
around the country.
That's so exciting to me when
really
it's new.
Cool.
Yeah.
It is, the synopsis is, it's about six air guitar competitors and the good, the bad, and the ugly of everything that goes on during competitions all the way to the national competition before it heads over to Finland.
Well, until I started reading about the show, I didn't know that there was a real air guitar competition.
I didn't know either. Absolutely.
So there might be someone that doesn't know what we're talking about when we say air guitar.
Right.
Can you explain this phenomena?
I can. There's a lot. If you ever go search it online, you can find all kinds of things of people just acting like they're playing a guitar. They're miming like they're playing a guitar, but they're going through all the guitar licks and everything, performing on stage of some of the greatest rock ballads that you've heard.
Wow, okay.
And they get points for, in the competition anyway, they get points for, you know, artistic merit,
really?
Ingenuity, all kinds of, yeah, it's really crazy what
this
you learn
wild.
About what air guitar is.
Yeah, okay, so then you were telling me, I think that they really do have championships, like this is a real thing.
They do. It is the world championship is actually in Finland, where air guitar started, believe it or not.
No, it did not.
It
had to start in the streets of New York City.
No, I'm sorry. Started in Finland. The funny thing is, it started as a, if I have read everything correctly, it started as a way to promote world peace.
Okay. I'm kind of, you need to make the, draw the dots for me. I'm a little confused.
Well, the dots are, it's kind of hard to make, but they decided that they were going to promote something that would bring people together rather than tear them apart.
Okay.
So that
air guitar could do that at a
that
party.
That was the impetus, definitely at a party, but that was the impetus to start it, and it just took off worldwide.
Wow.
And they actually have regional, national championships in most countries around the world, and the world championship is in Finland.
That is wild.
True story.
Okay. Now, what's the one you said? There's one actually Saturday coming up? You said it.
For the national competition here in the U.S. is actually this Saturday out in on the West Coast, I think in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Is just, so you're doing this show. Meanwhile, the real competition
is
happening.
The real competition is going on far side of the country. Absolutely.
I love this. Okay, so did you have you been, well, let me ask you a personal question.
Shoot.
Have you been an air guitarist in your life in the past?
Not except for the past few weeks.
Okay,
no.
So now you've become a master
now,
of it?
Yeah, well, you always get in the shower and you always sing whatever you want to sing. Quiet Riot's a great one to go with.
Right.
REO
right.
Speedwagon is always fantastic. So you always try your, how well you can sing out there, but no, dancing around in your pajamas, acting like you're playing a guitar or something like that. That's everybody
so
does
I'm
that.
Guessing this show has a lot of fun music
it
in it.
It does.
So tell me some of the music that's featured.
Well, besides Quiet Riot, you've got Boston, you've got REO Speedwagon. Oh, you've got Joan Jett, who is amazing on any level.
Okay.
So you've got some, you'll recognize every song that's played. It's just fantastic.
Okay. Well, so now tell me a little bit about the story that goes along with this whole concept of air guitar and what the play is about.
Yep. Okay. Briefly, like I said, you jump into the play to where you realize that this is an air guitar competition going on. A lot of the competitors, as in real life, what we're finding out, know each other. They're regulars.
Oh, sure. I guess
and
like
so
professional
they,
golfers.
Yeah, exactly. They travel around the country performing, and they try and win their regional competition so that then they can go on to nationals. So you're following them throughout the different cities.
Right.
with all the, you know, different relationships going on, love, hate, you know, things like that, funny moments, sad moments, arguing, things like that. And as it progresses, it eventually goes to the national competition where all of the main characters end up. And I won't spoil it for anyone, but
Air Guitar Mayhem happens.
It does happen, but it's a fun ending. It's a really fun ending.
I can't wait. Okay, so we've been talking with Andy Waltrip. He is a star of the show. I think we have six actors that are featured in the show.
Yeah,
correct?
I wouldn't call me a star.
Well,
no,
I consider all six actors stars. Okay?
There you go.
See,
I'll
getting the
that.
Thumbs up for Christine, so I know I'm on
absolutely.
The right track.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So, but also we have with us, we have. Oh, my goodness. My name went right out of my window
Harper?
Here.
Yes.
Harper, sorry. Gosh. So, Harper, you are very involved with the Penn Arts. Some people may not know about your organization in the theater. So, tell us a little bit about that. And most importantly, tell us how we can get tickets to this show.
Yes, absolutely. So, Penn Arts is a professional theater in Pensacola. We are an arts nonprofit. And we do a lot of community outreach events. We have a lot of arts events. Our mission is using the power of art to bring us together. We really believe in the power of art and how it's a unifier. And we do professional theater shows. This is one of them. You can find tickets at PennArts.org. PennArts.org. There's a tickets and subscriptions button. And you can also follow us on social media.
You have a good
Instagram.
Facebook page. I like the photos and stuff.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, they are all PennArts, Inc. You can find us online at Instagram, Facebook, PennArts, Inc.
Okay. And so how do we get tickets to the show? And when is it?
Yes. So the show is this week, July 24th to 27th.
So starting Thursday night, so opening night.
Tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow.
Oh, my God, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I just had that actor moment.
It's right
there. Oh, my God, it's tomorrow morning. Tomorrow night. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yep. It starts tomorrow through Sunday. Tickets are at PennArts.org. There is a tickets and subscriptions button right there. You'll see it right there. You can also get your tickets through our social media. We have it on our posts, in our bio, on Instagram. Yep. So really,
how much are the tickets?
They are $20, and we do recommend getting the tickets. I know you've been to one of our shows too, so we recommend it's a small space.
Describe the space, because sometimes people think of a theater, and we have some beautiful theaters here, PLT and the Sanger and the, you know, all of that. But this is special. See, this is in theater terms, a lot of times they call it a black box theater.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the smaller theater, minimal sets. So you're really relying on the actors to tell the story.
Right.
Not
that
having great sound effects and all that isn't valid, but there's something to me as an actor that is makes it really, and you're right there as an audience member.
You are in
the lights.
This one's even more, because besides it being just a black box, and it's a small space. So if you want tickets, get them now, because there's four shows starting tomorrow. We can cram about 50 people in the black box to watch. So, you know, if you want a ticket, come soon. But one of the great things about this show is it's not just a stage with minimal sets. It's what's called a thrust stage, which has like a catwalk that goes out the front, like a big concert.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to a Paul McCartney concert
fashion
or something like that.
Like a runway.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So you not only see the performers perform air guitar, but they're going to come walking right out in your face in between the two sides of the audience. So it is going to be absolutely exciting and fantastic.
Okay. Well, we are talking with our friends from Penn Arts about the show that's opening this weekend, tomorrow night, Airness. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here this morning with our friends from Penn Arts, getting ready for a big show opening this weekend, Airness. We have the managing director, who is here with us, Harper Garcia, and one of the actors from the show, Andy Waltrip. Welcome to all of you. And we've got a few minutes left, so I'm going to throw it to you, Harper. What have we not talked about we should be talking about?
Sure, sure. Well, we are so excited to be here, and we wanted to share as well just ways to get involved. We encourage you to get involved. Our whole mission is bringing people together through the arts. And so please, you can reach out to us via phone. You can stop by. We are based out of the Gordon Community Arts Center in the Belmont de Villiers.
Describe where that is exactly so people can find it.
Sure. It's in the Belmont de Villiers neighborhood. It's close to Blue Dot Burger, if you know that. Five Sisters, Blues Cafe. It's a great neighborhood there. We are so happy to have found our home there. You'll see us right on the street there. It's a great building right there. So we invite you, come stop by, come to some of our events. Our whole mission is bringing people together. And so we definitely recommend come join in. And, you know, we are here and can continue what we're doing with the support of generous people like you letting us come speak on here and to our listeners here. And so we encourage you, please come to our events, come support, because we would love to continue doing this. And we are so excited to continue and grow.
Well, is there a newsletter or something I can sign up for to find out about these events?
Yes, we do. We have a monthly newsletter that comes out via email that says events happening at the Gordon. And then also just following us on social media is a great way. We always are posting updates and posting what events are going on, and on our website we have a lot of events, a lot of exciting programs and things to come. So yes.
Yeah, and something to remember about our local arts organizations, that some do get state funding, but Penn Arts does not get state or federal funding, so it really depends on the generosity of our community, and so that's so important. So they do take monetary donations. If the spirit moves you, send in a cash.
Yes, absolutely.
I have no pride. I will definitely just say, I'll just beg. I'll say, hey, come on, support these theaters and
yes,
local theaters.
Thank you. Yeah.
So someone may have just joined us. We're talking about Penn Arts and the upcoming production, which opens tomorrow night, of Erinnys. Andy's one of the actors. So Andy, maybe give us another recap on the show and a little bit about it for somebody maybe that just tuned in and thinking, what are they talking about?
Really quick, Erinnys is about an air guitar competition, competitors in an air guitar competition. You'll learn more about it than you've ever wanted to know, than you ever realized was there. And I got to tell you, being honest with you, Meg, and Christine here sitting over next to me, but when I first took a look at it, I thought, air guitar, is that something that I really want to spend an evening,
I don't know if that's on the list of crafts
for
actors. I know.
It's not necessarily
on
my bucket list.
The method
However,
of air guitar.
I can tell you, after going through the rehearsals of the show, learning more about what air guitar actually is, you learn tons about it.
Wow.
It's actually very interesting, and the show is really fun. Mm-hmm. It's really great. The people involved, besides me, are fantastic. And it's something that I've now really encouraged all my family, really get a ticket. This is a fun show. And if you're, anywhere under 60, or probably 70, you're going to recognize every single piece of music. And it is just fun to be there and fun to watch. So please come and see us. You'll enjoy it.
So that sounds great. So the show is opening tomorrow. What are the times? And again, how they can get tickets?
Sure. Shows are at evening shows are at 7:30 p.m. and we have a matinee on Saturday and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are at penarts.org. You'll see a big tickets and subscriptions button on our homepage.
And it's only $20.
Yes,
it's only
$20.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And I've told my friends if they know where Five Sisters is in the Belmont de Villers, the Blocks area. We're three buildings south of that, right next to Blue Dot.
And there's plenty of parking there.
Absolutely.
And my favorite thing is to go to Five Sisters and have dinner and then go to the show.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's great. And you can do brunch as well.
Absolutely.
Because they have a jazz brunch on Sunday, so you could do a little bit of
idea,
that
man.
And then go to the show. So a little jazz, a little air guitar, you'd be covering all the genres there.
Yeah.
Talking with our friends with Penn Arts, a great organization doing great theater here in our community. And the show that's opening is Erinnys. If you have a question about the show, 850-437-1620. We did just get a text in. This is critical, very, very important. Is it required that audience members do air guitar?
No, it is not. But we actually talked about that last night. If somebody decides to jump up at the end, we might throw them a free t-shirt.
Okay, now say that again because I was laughing.
I said, if somebody at the end decides to jump up and try their licks, we might actually throw them a free t-shirt.
Oh, you shouldn't have told me that.
So
now I'm going to have to rehearse. I'm going to have to practice because it's been a while.
Exactly. So no, it's not mandatory, but hey, we'll take
it. Okay, all right, because there might be somebody out there that's listening that's going, I'm a really good air guitarist.
Oh, absolutely.
I can do that stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll show your moves.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Talk a little bit more, Harper, about Penn Arts. After this show, what's coming up next?
Yes. So our final show of our 2025 season is part of Foo Foo Festival in
November. That's right. You got
November.
The grant.
Yes. We are very grateful. We are doing The Luck, which is a professional world premiere of a new musical with the Lubbin Brothers. They are a Nashville band.
Oh, wow.
And so we are very excited. They will be the band in the show. And so that is very exciting. Our next production coming. So if you're coming to this show, you can get a subscription and buy your tickets for both right now. Mm-hmm. But we are very excited. That is the next show in our season coming. And then other than that, we also have our monthly open mic nights that are free to attend, our monthly artist mingles. And so
what night does that fall on typically?
The open mic nights are the second Thursday of every month.
Oh, okay. So it's a regular thing.
Yep, it's a regular thing. We have a different MC every month, and it's just come show your talent. So if that's where you'd like to practice your air guitar,
come on and join us.
I recommend come to open mic. You can do air guitar, and it's always a wonderful evening. We also have our monthly artist mingles every month, which are different Saturdays of the month, but they're always on our monthly calendar that you can get via email. And we have just many things coming up that we're so excited about.
It's a great organization. PennArts.org is the website where you can get the information.
Yep.
When we come back, we'll tell you once more time how you can get tickets. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with Penn Arts, and PennArts.org is the website where you can get tickets to their upcoming show, Air Ness. Harper, tell us a little bit. We talk about this being a professional theater. Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah, so that does mean that everyone is paid. We are...
Say that again.
Everyone is paid.
Because most actors will do it for free, I'm just saying.
Yes. No, we do believe that you should be paid for the work. And so we are a professional theater, and so all actors are paid. Everyone who is involved is paid. And so that is something... we are always happy and excited to do.
Well, and what that means, just to translate a little bit, is that the expectation is that what they're getting paid, then they're really good at what they do.
Yes.
So the quality of acting in these shows, I have found, has been superior.
Oh, yes.
So
yes, everyone has been. Yeah.
And I think that's part of it. That makes
sense. There are some great actors involved. Like I said, I'm
Let's find out who else is in the cast.
But Andy Waltrip, but Jack Ledger, Shane Royal, Hayes McCure, Jennifer Godwin Hughes, Abigail Curran, Eileen Diaz, Tyree Randall, and Lindsay Von Kruger. Everyone is just fantastic in their roles. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a fun night. Come out and eat in the neighborhood and join us at the theater. It's going to be an enjoyable
I wish we were doing this on TV so I could get a demo from you, Andy, on the air guitar.
I know. I'm doing it right now.
You should see him.
I'm telling
you. Oh,
my
gosh.
So good.
I'm on top of the desk right now.
He's on top of the studio right over the mics. It's fabulous.
You'll have to come to the show to see.
Absolutely.
He's wonderful.
That's great. Okay, so let's do one more time how to get those tickets and the dates and times of the show, because they're going to sell out. The house is small, so 50 seats. So you really need to get your tickets, because I think you're almost sold out for Friday and Saturday,
A few left. So definitely get your tickets while you can. Tickets are at PennArts.org. There's a button right there you'll see that says tickets. PennArts.org. Tickets are $20. Performances are July 24th to July 27th at 7:30 p.m. And we have a 2:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday.
So you have matinees both days.
Yes. So also enjoy the Saturday matinee. We don't always do that, but we are really excited to have our Saturday matinee for the show.
This is fantastic.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, we are thrilled to have you here. Penn Arts has been just amazing. All that you do, that you're doing in the community, the show opening this weekend, as they say in the theater, break a leg.
Absolutely. Thanks
so much for having us.
I'm thrilled to have you. All right. This has been Pep Talk with Pensacola's expert panel. We're going to call it a day today. I hope you get your tickets right now. Don't hesitate. If you're at that stoplight, you can go on your phone and get those tickets right now. Again, thanks to Christine Kellogg, founder of Penn Arts, also the director of this show. I think if you go, you'll be pleasantly surprised. You're going to have a great time. Thanks, y'all, for coming in. I know you're busy. You're in our final dress rehearsals
right now.